5 years ago, the first Wanderlust Yoga Festival came to Stratton Mountain, a resort better known for skiing and winter recreation. It was the first time that the Wanderlust had tried a new location other than its first venue, Squaw Valley in California. And it was a hit. The festival returns this weekend, and as VPR's Andrew McKeever reports, thousands of yoga lovers are expected to visit the resort community, providing a needed boost to the local economy.
Jeff Krasnow is one of the co-founders of the Wanderlust Festivals. He says the event has grown far beyond one that involves basic yoga practices and instruction, even while that remains the core of the festival.
Now, you know, it's really just blown out into so many more activities, much more about the yoga lifestyle and not as much just about doing yoga.
Yoga has been around for nearly 4,000 years, but it's undergoing a surge of popularity in Vermont and internationally. Part of the appeal is that people can take what they need from it, whether it's spiritual enhancement or physical challenges. Lou French is a yoga instructor in Manchester who is planning to attend the Stratton Wanderlust Festival for a third time.
I think it's a whole sensory experience. You know, it's something where you go and you kind of immerse yourself.
In addition to posing and stretching in classes such as Opening to the Flow and the Tantra of Meditation, many other activities will take place. A speaker series includes Vermont-based climate activist Bill McKibben. Other activities, such as the increasingly popular yoga on a paddleboard, are also planned. Lisa Kelly is an employee of Stratton who will be leading hiking groups throughout the weekend.
The longest hike is a three-hour hike, which is a loop that will be going into Stratton Pond and up over the backside of Stratton to the fire tower and then down the front.
The festival will be going on through Sunday with more than 340 events on the schedule. For VPR News, I'm Andrew McKeever in Stratton.